Coming up in this week's Arts, I'll be speaking to the renowned Slovak director Juraj Jakubisko about his latest film, Bátori, described as the most expensive Central European movie ever made. Bátori is the story of one of the most notorious figures in Central European history, Elizabeth Bátori, the so-called Blood Countess, a 16th century Hungarian noblewoman accused of murdering dozens, possibly hundreds of young girls in sadistic rituals at Čachtice Castle in present-day Slovakia, and then bathing in their blood. Elizabeth Bátori has been labelled as the greatest female mass murderer in history, but little evidence has ever been found to prove those claims. With this new film, which has a starring role for British actress Anna Friel, Juraj Jakubisko sets out to tell the story in its historical context. We'll be hearing from Anna Friel in a few minutes, but first of all to Juraj Jakubisko. When I met up with Juraj at the recording of the film's score in Prague, he began by telling me what had attracted him to the story.
I chose Elizabeth Bathory for many, many reasons. First of all, for commercial reasons. Elizabeth Bathory was the most famous historical figure in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, including in my native Slovakia, of course. She's also in the Guinness Book of Records as the world's most prolific female mass murderer. She managed to get right up there with Hitler and Stalin. But her fame is built on various legends, and that's part of the story's attraction to me. I didn't set out to make a really gory film, to be honest, but even though I try to avoid it, there is a lot of blood in it, and that's because I was making a film about an era when human life was worthless. I find the whole period really interesting. 400 years ago, the area of modern-day Slovakia was the last bastion of Christianity, a kind of buffer, stopping the Turks from invading Western Europe. If they'd broken through that dam, they would have destroyed Western European culture.
Elizabeth Bátori was accused and found guilty of several dozen murders, but Juraj Jakubisko wants to prove that Elizabeth was actually the victim of a massive smear campaign, a victim more of 16th century political intrigue than anything else. And most of all, this Czech, Slovak, Hungarian, British co-production wants to dispel some of the wilder myths about the so-called Blood Countess.
There are so many legends about her which just aren't true. The idea she bathed in the blood of young girls to retain her eternal youth, for example. You can't bathe in blood because blood clots. But the historians are even divided about her legacy. Because for the older generation, Elizabeth Bathory was this Hungarian countess who murdered Slovak girls. But for me, and this is so important, she was first and foremost a woman. You can find all sorts of Freudian explanations for what she did.
As we've already heard, the lead role was played by the British actress Anna Friel, who made her name on the British soap opera Brookside before moving on to film and television in the US. In an interview for Europanet's European film website, Anna Friel describes the role.
I play Elizabeth Bathory, who she's a real character from history, but we're telling a very, very different story. We think that she was very misjudged and she wasn't guilty of all the crimes. I think it was a lot of folklore. And Elizabeth Bathory is a strong, warrior-like heroine who has a duty to her marriage and her country, which was stretched from the border of Moravia. Always the Adriatic Sea, and she owned one-third of the country and had to do it basically single-handedly.
And she also talked about what it was like filming on location in the Czech and Slovak Republics with a Slovak director.
It's the first time I've ever made a movie with a director that doesn't speak any English. I'm enjoying it immensely. I think that all the Czech crew that we have are just the hardest workers I've ever come across. We're doing mad hours, like 16 hours a day, and they've been so collaborative and so helpful and so warm, and the translation's been fantastic. It's very complicated. The story stretches over about 25 years of the whole of it, and in the morning we're doing chapter 1, and in the afternoon we can be doing chapter 3 when she's 54, and we've all had to really stick together. And I think the English blending with the Czech is working quite nicely. And your eyes beautiful. I think the nicest thing is that they're still paying such attention to making films look beautiful, and I think that's quite rare these days.
Bartore also features a number of faces who will be very familiar to Czech viewers, including Karol Rodan, Bolek Polivka and Lucia Vondráčková. Here, Lucia Vondráčková, who plays the Countess's maidservant Lucy, talks about working on the film.
It's my third thing that I shoot with Jura Jakubisko, and that in every film that we made together, I was like the crystal and pure good of the film. And that's the same in here. So if you imagine like the Renaissance time and the evil things that are around Bathory, I'm absolutely the opposite.
Bartore will premiere in Slovakia in September and the Czech Republic the following month. And as Juraj Jakubisko explains, it's certainly not the first time the Elizabeth Bartore story has made it to the silver screen, though he does hope this latest treatment of her life will be rather more sympathetic and closer to the truth.
There were so many aspects to her life. There have been around 1,000 poems written about her. There have been dozens of books, even 2 operas and a musical. She's even made it to Hollywood. There have been 8 or so films where some Countess Bathory is seen bathing in blood. She's even been in the same film as Dracula. She was supposed to be his bride, his wife or something. So her legend has long taken her beyond the real world and into the realm of fantasy.